Okay, thank you for attending the first CGD Symposium at an IDF National Conference. We're looking forward to an amazing couple days. My name is Kara Moran. I am the Communications Manager at IDF. I manage livingwithcgd.org, the new website dedicated to CGD. We're so happy with the turnout. We apologize for the close quarters and the long line for lunch. We had so many people that wanted to attend, so we had a little bit of close quarters, but the good news is that we're reaching more people, so we're just really happy that you're all here. To start us off, I'd like to introduce Mary Hurley. She's a member of the IDF Board of Trustees and founder of the CGD Association. Mary?
I just want to welcome every one of you here. It's just some of you I've known for maybe 25 years. Kind of shows my age, but I feel like we're a family here. I've known so many of you, and I've also known the doctors here that are a blessing to all of us, you know, that have this disease. Like I said, my name is Mary Hurley, and I am on the board of the IDF and the president and founder of the CGD Association. We found our association in 1982. Marcia Boyle found hers in 1980, and we've been working together with our common goals of keeping CGD patients healthy and looking for a cure for everyone so we won't have these meetings. And I want to thank Horizon for sponsoring this wonderful meeting. Without them, it would not be possible. And I'd like to introduce you to Brian Anderson. He's Vice President of the Orphan Business Unit at the Horizon Pharmaceutical. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mary. It's with great pleasure that we're here today to support this initiative. We talked about this the last national meeting. I think there was maybe 20 CGD families there. Last year at the Atlanta retreat, we had another special session where I think there was maybe 40 patients and families there. And so now I think we're up to 78.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to double it next year at the next retreat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to see everyone here. I think we have a great afternoon planned here with some great physicians that I think many of you know. And we've been involved in this in CGD for a couple years. And, you know, really these ideas working with the IDF have come out of patients saying that they feel alone and that they don't have people to talk to. And we, in a couple meetings ago, we were actually in a room with two people from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, that see the same doctor that didn't know each other. And I said, this is not acceptable. So that's what we're trying to do here today is get everyone together. I think you guys face a lot of the same challenges. Horizon's here to support you guys, as well as obviously the physicians that are here today. So I'd love to turn it back over to Kara, and we're really excited to be a part of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. As I mentioned earlier, in January, IDF launched a website dedicated to the CGD community, livingwithcgd.org. I manage the site, and so far we've received a great response. Livingwithcgd.org provides comprehensive medical and life management information from CGD experts. Individuals and family members can share their stories through inspiring videos and blog posts. In fact, you can share your story here at the conference, either by recording a video or being interviewed for a blog post. We are fortunate to have a wonderful consultant who is working on behalf of IDF to help us do this, Felicia Morton. Felicia? Felicia brings tremendous marketing and public relations experience to this project, helping us develop all the content for the site. But most importantly, Felicia brings the perspective of a mom.
Thank you. I really wanted to let you know how grateful I am to be here and to see all of you. I had just posted a story on living with CGD about how far we've come since Sebastian was first diagnosed at 6 months. Right after that, he had turned one, and we went to Baltimore, and it was our first experience with IDF, and it was very daunting at first, but as soon as we walked in, we immediately felt like we were with family, and Sebastian was just learning how to walk at that point, and we were just learning about CGD, and since then we've come so far thanks to the support of the Immune Deficiency Foundation and Horizon. We have a tremendous platform to meet and to grow. Both Sebastian has grown from, you know, learning how to walk to now he's scooting down the hall or a sidewalk on his scooter. We are just so thankful for this opportunity to get together. I'm so honored to be here. And thanks again to all of you. I know many of you through the blog, through writing about your stories. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. And thank you so much for being here. I look forward to seeing you all during the course of this event.
Thank you so much, Felicia. Please make sure you meet Felicia either today or tomorrow. Okay, and try to arrange a time to share your story with her or record a video in the Real Stories studio. Okay, when you sat down on your today, we have a questionnaire that Dr. Sullivan mentioned. If you could just complete that questionnaire either today or tomorrow, and you can hand it to me, or I think there's a box in the back. Just a few housekeeping things. Also, we will be receiving questions for the presenters, but we also have cards for you to write your questions down. So after the presenters do their presentation, they will answer those questions. So that adds to keep things moving. But there'll also be a Q&A session at the end. So you can wait till the Q&A session, or you can write it down on the card, which are available in the back, and I can make them available to you. Let's see. Any other things? That's it for right now. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Sergio Rosenzweig of the National Institutes of Health to start us off.
Thank you so much, Sarah.